Well, good Thursday morning, beloved. Thank you once again for joining me as we start our day off together reading God's Word. Today, we are in Psalm 14. And today's reading describes human wickedness, but affirms that God is with those who humbly obey Him. The Psalm concludes with a prayer for victory and prosperity. And God's saving word for us now for the rest of this week is justice and peace. So it was wisdom, but now God's saving word is justice and peace. So let's begin reading Psalm 14. Fools say to themselves, there is no God. They are all corrupt and they have done terrible things. There is no one who does what is right. The Lord looks down from heaven at us humans to see if there are any who are wise, any who worship Him. But they have all gone wrong. They are all equally bad. Not one of them does what is right, not a single one. Don't they know, asks the Lord, are all these evildoers ignorant? They live by robbing my people, and they never pray to me. But then they will be terrified, for God is with those who obey Him. Evildoers frustrate the plans of the humble, but the Lord is their protection. How I pray that victory will come to Israel from Zion. How happy the people of Israel will be when the Lord makes them prosperous again. And today's key verse is Psalm 14, verse 5, where the psalmist writes, God is with those who obey Him. And, beloved, we see a lot of in this passage, we see a lot of talking about, the evil people and how they ignore God and all of that. But the passage ends up with victory. How I pray that victory will come to Israel from Zion. How happy are the people of Israel when the Lord makes them prosperous again. It doesn't matter what our eyes are seeing. Your eyes will lie to you. God's promises are yea and amen. And it may look like we are walking in sickness. It may look like we're walking in poverty. But God's word tells us quite the difference. We are walking in victory. We are walking in strength. We are walking in healing. And the Bible says that, who is God with? Is He on the side of the one who is the mightiest, who is the strongest? No, He's on the side of those who humble themselves to Him, who obey them. But then they will be terrified, for God is with those who obey Him. Beloved, don't talk about how, God is with you and all of that, even though He might be the world's biggest rascal, whatever is going on. The Bible tells us God is with the people who obey Him. You want more of God in your life? Obey Him. Obey Him. Read His Word. Be obedient to His Word. He is with those who obey Him. Let's pray. Lord God, I trust in the protection and safety of Your love, and I seek to obey You. May all I do and say this day be pleasing in Your sight. In Your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Psalm 17, the prayer of an innocent person. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.